The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're with us. Captain John Reagan is staying with us for hour number two, senior USAPrepares.com instructor. Dane Wigington is joining us, senior USAPrepares.com instructor, geoengineeringwatch.org. Welcome, Dane.
Thanks, Vincent. A lot going on back your way, I see.
I'll tell you what, Dane, I'm at your website, and, you know, I'm looking at the top spot for images, and I'm looking at the geoengineering that's going on, and it's really close to the same exact images that I put on our website early this morning. These crisscrossing trails of chemicals. You know, anyone who looks at your website and says that's normal clouds, or what goes to our page one and sees the same kinds of images, if they think that is normal, they've lost their minds.
Well, denial is a very powerful human defense mechanism, and we see a lot of people resorting to that. Yeah. In this case, with this issue, there's only denial. We have film footage of this happening at altitude. As we've said many times, people can go to geoengineeringwatch.org in the front page. We have several short films there up close at altitude. Mm-hmm. This is not filmed from the ground. This is right behind aircraft that are spraying. We have the same material showing up on the ground, Vincent, and people should know when you see temperature swings, we've seen in the recent days, some regions had a 75-degree drop in one day. People should know that's not normal. It's not natural. Historically, it's unprecedented. These events are completely engineered. And if people understood the power of chemical ice nucleating agents, how that can create a massive layer of cold air that descends. Cold air is heavy and dense, so it sits on the surface, and it drops the mercury on the surface. And the Weather Channel spent their morning yesterday trying to explain why it was so cold on the surface and 15 to 20 degrees warmer several thousand feet up, because that's historically not natural. That type of stratification is not natural. There's no mixing. So the conditions are completely unnatural, Vincent, and people really, really need to do their homework and look at ice nucleating agents. Google engineered snowstorms. People will find a lot of data.
Dane, on Sunday, it just passed, the temperature was 74 degrees Fahrenheit right here at the farm, 74 degrees. And the spraying started, and there were about 40 chemtrails that day. It looked like there were over 10 airplanes spraying simultaneously. And they sprayed morning, noon, and night. Within one day, the temperature dropped 43 degrees to 31 degrees. So 74 to 31, it's a 43-degree drop. The next day, I mean, they continued the spraying the next day, 53-degree drop. It hit 21 degrees. Last night, it was 11 degrees. Dane, we have cows, mama cows, that are really, really close to delivering their babies. And I don't know if they're going to survive. And what I said during hour number one, imagine this. Imagine giving your dog a bath, you know, your puppy a bath. Put him in the bath, nice summer day, 74 degrees outside. And, you know, you give him a bath, and then you put him in the freezer, soaking wet. Oh, but, no, you got to put a fan in there, too. So now you got the wind from the fan, you've got the puppy in the freezer, And don't do this. Please don't do this. But what I'm saying, that's what this is going to be like for these calf, these newborn calves. Soaking wet into the freezer.
It is. And what the media doesn't disclose is that at the same time, the U.S. is in a deep freeze. We have record warm temperatures in the Arctic Circle, as high as 50 degrees, shattering all-time high records there. So, again, people need to look at the bigger picture. When you watch Weather Channel, it's nothing but theater. And when they generate an engineered cool down, which is exactly what this is, they only focus on that. They never focus on the fact, for example, in California, that we were 100 degrees, 110, 115 for 6 months straight. So, again, I know it's hard for people to picture anything else than what they're experiencing, but that snow is not what they believe it to be, a natural event. And if people test this, they'll find out what we've already found out, the same constituents named in artificially ice-nucleated patents, some from NASA even. Those constituents are in that snow. And we talked about this last year when you were going through the same thing, Vincent. And right now, what do we have when Obama's in China discussing supposedly carbon reduction with the Chinese president? We believe all data indicates he's there covertly discussing the climate engineering programs and what each country is going to do. And that's what that's about. It's just like after the Copenhagen Climate Conference and the Cancun Climate Conference. What did we see after that? We saw aluminum futures jump 25% in one case, 27% in another case. Now, why would that be? Why would aluminum futures go up after a climate conference? Because a lot of backdoor deals are being made for climate engineering to be the mechanism of choice to cool things down here and there, no matter how toxic it is and how destructive it is. And that's exactly where we're at.
Dane, John Reagan, we've got George from Mississippi. George, you're on with Dane Wigington and Captain John Reagan.
Hi, guys. Vincent, I was wanting to know, with the cold weather, what do you do to prepare for your cows and the chickens, and what do you do to prepare them for the winter?
Okay. Well, that's kind of simple. I keep them out of the wind and out of the cold. We have a dog pen that has a roof on it. It's 10 feet by 10 feet, and I have a chicken coop in there. So if it's snowing, I may keep the chickens penned up in there. Otherwise, they're free range. What I did was I bought one of those rooftop car carriers at a yard sale. You know, it's made by Sears, and it's one of these things you strap on your roof, and it pops open. I cut a round hole in it about 10 inches in diameter, and I put straw in there or hay in there, and the chickens go in there. They lay their eggs. They sleep there at night, and I put them on the veranda where they're protected from the wild animals that would like to eat them. So that's what I do for our chickens, but we don't have a lot of chickens. And as far as the cows are concerned, I did not participate in the government recommended procedure where you fence your cows out of the woods and fence your cows out of the stream. Our farm is about 50% woods and 50% open field. So we have about 120 acres of woods. And our farm is, it's got varied terrain. So there are lots of places where the cows can go in the valleys, and they can get in the woods, and they can sleep on the leaves, and they're protected from the winds. However, we can't protect them from the temperatures. So if it gets really bad, there are several barns that I've opened up on the property. The cows can go in there if they'd like. So that's what we're doing. But the problem is, when you have a 1,100 or 1,200 pound mama cow, maybe even a little heavier, and you try to get her to do what you want that cow to do, and the other cows aren't doing that, it's really tough to get them to go into a building. Now, if they think it's in their best interest to go into the building, they will, and we certainly encourage them to do that. But we can't make them. I mean, these are cows that have access to, well, right now, the cows have access to about 100 acres. So we let them, no, actually they have more than that. They have access to about 200 acres, and they can go wherever they want. So they select the water that they want, whether they want to drink from the stream, the pond, and they select where they want to go based on the temperature. In the sunny part of the day, they might want to be in the field eating, and when it gets colder, they might want to go in the woods. And, you know, they do have to protect themselves from predators. You know, there are coyotes and there are other predators out here. So they determine what's best for them. However, we try to encourage them to be at the fields that have the most food and the most shelter.
Okay. I'm just starting up myself a couple of months ago. I have 10 acres. I'm about 15 miles north of the coast. And I just bought some goats to start clearing out all the brush on my property. And then eventually I'd like to get a couple of cows after that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just trying to see how the cold weather affects the animals.
Well, you know, they are water resistant. They really are. And, you know, we let them eat natural, what the grasses that they choose to eat. We do not give them injections unless they are, you know, unless they need an antibiotic because they're sick. We try to let them eat what cows normally eat, which is grass. And they do very, very well. By the way, with your goats, you're going to need a real tight fence because goats like to get out. They also like to climb on top of things. So if you've got a car there, you'll find your goats on top of your car.
Well, I have them fenced in about 2 acres right now, and I'm slowly adding some more fence to where they can go to other places.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I haven't had to have them jump in the fence yet.
Okay. Well, maybe you'll get a chance to meet some of the faculty at the expo if you come up this way to Missouri. That's last weekend in March.
I'd like to. Hopefully, I can make it up there.
Well, if you get up this way, make sure you introduce yourself to me, and I'll introduce you to some of the faculty.
I have some family up there in Missouri, around Ellington, so maybe I might be able to have a place to stay.
Sounds great, George. Thanks very much for your call.
Okay, appreciate it.
Okay, John, you had a question for Dane Wigington.
Yeah. There was an article that came out almost a year ago, November 28th of 2013. The title is, Once We Start Geohacking, We Won't Be Able to Stop. It's on the io9.com website. And I'm just wondering if this isn't them telegraphing what they've done, that they had these brilliant ideas on geoengineering. They started doing it, and now they find out, you know, what they're doing, they have to keep doing, because if they stop, it's going to make things even worse than what it is. But what they're doing really isn't working and screwing things up anyway.
That's a fair assessment. I'll answer that right after the break, Vincent, if I can. I have a solid answer for that.
That sounds great. Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org. John Reagan, the Financial State of the Union. com. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. in these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under 70 bucks. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dane, John Reagan asked, you know, once this geoengineering started, it couldn't be stopped. What are your thoughts on that?
It's called double collapse scenario. People can Google that term. And what they'll see is the scientific assessment that the climate rebound would be so severe once you de-aerosolize the sky and allow convection to continue that the blowback would be too horrific to face. I would argue that we must let this happen. We must. Otherwise, it's like saying the heroin addict can never stop because the withdrawals are too severe. We must stop. If we're to have any chance for any survival on this planet, we must stop. And right now, Vincent, we live in a society where people are completely delusional. They think they're going to have a retirement someday and go golfing and their kids are going to go to college. It's not going to happen. And I stand on that. I know that's going to go against the grain with a lot of people. We are facing a planet that won't support life much longer. I just came back from the coast surveying forest and marine die-off, saw two seals, one dead, only one live seal, no starfish. Trees are dying everywhere, including redwoods. The forests are virtually silent. We have statistics now from mainstream peer-reviewed sources that in the last 40 years we had a doubling of the human population. Global wildlife populations have been cut by almost two-thirds. We're in the sixth great mass extinction now. The oceans are acidifying radically.
marine life is dying, people are completely delusional. We're all arranging deck chairs on the Titanic. You know, and I know this doesn't go down easy for people, but I challenge them, investigate what I'm saying. And the climate engineering and what they're doing, John's assessment was very accurate, by the way. Thank you, John. It was very accurate because those in power know what they're doing is making things worse overall, but they don't care because their goal is to hide the severity of what's coming, to confuse the population, just like they did in the Gulf of Mexico when they used Corexit. I use this example often because it's accurate. Corexit, and the name is ridiculous given what the chemical does, it's outlawed around the globe, but they used it in the Gulf of Mexico, and the environmental impact reports made clear that that chemical made that spill 52 times more toxic. Do they care? No, because it helped to hide the oil. There's a sea of oil sitting on the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, and that's why no hurricanes spin in the Gulf of Mexico, by the way. They're completely suppressed. Doesn't anybody wonder why nothing spins there anymore? Because they don't want that sea of oil churned up. In the meantime, they're digging in, Vincent, into the deep underground military bases. They are absolutely digging in, stocking up. We spoke to Mountain House Foods 3 years ago that they were offline for retail. They were stocking up military bunkers. It's coming. And people right now that are doing anything but focusing on the most dire priority, which I would argue is climate engineering, because if they destroy the planet's ability to sustain life, we're all done. In the meantime, we're all breathing in these particulates, which is making us all dumber by the day. There's no question about that. It's affecting our neurological function. I speak to neurologists. I know neurologists. The statistics we're seeing are staggering. Quite simply, we're under all-out assault. People should focus on the greatest priority issue, and I would argue climate engineering is it. If we don't stop this, nothing's going to matter.
Dane, you mentioned Mountain House. This afternoon from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, I do a broadcast with Aaron Dakins. It's called The Bunker Files. And it's not on GCN. GCN has given us their blessing to do this, which just once a week, Aaron and I talk about things that we think are important. And the freeze-dried guy is going to be on with us. And so if anyone has any questions about freeze-dried food and they'd like to talk to the freeze-dried guy and ask him questions. And, you know, it's not always possible to get to the freeze-dried guy. He's a really, really busy guy. But he's going to spend some time with us. And by the way, he's going to be cooking at the Get Prepared Expo. So you'll have a chance to have freeze-dried breakfast, lunch, and dinner with your favorite instructors at the Get Prepared Expo in March of 2015. That was one thing I wanted to share. Now, the second thing is I asked my son. My son is a homeschool person. He's in his late 20s. And I consider him to have his fingers on the pulse of what's happening around the world. He happens to be a precious metals expert. So I was on the phone with him 2 days ago, and I said, hey, I got a question for you. What do you think the population is in the United States? And we talked about it in 2013. And so we talked about it being about 313 million. And I said, what do you think it's going to be in 2025? And I said, now think very carefully before you answer. 11 years from now, what do you think the population is going to be? About 20 seconds of silence, he came back and he said, about 60 million, 60. I said, wow. You know, and then I told him, he was almost in perfect agreement with a military website that shows us being about that number, 60 million. Pretty serious stuff. It all dovetails with what you're saying, Dane Wigington and John Reagan. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dane Wigginton's with us. John Reagan's with us. Dane, I mentioned on the air that that the ladies should put their husbands out of the bedroom and let them sleep on the couch until they stop flying these airplanes, because I suggested that that these ladies do not want to produce children that are handicapped. Handicapped children as a result of these chemicals that are in the air. Their husbands, their spouses who may be female pilots are flying these airplanes in the chemical toxic waste that's spewed out from the planes that have been up in the air before them, around them, in front of them. And they're breathing this and they're producing children that are not complete. And it's a lifetime burden, and we're allowing this. And I believe that Barry, the Congress, the Senate, I believe that these Congress critters, I believe they all know what is happening. They all know about this, and they're so weak that they won't stop it.
They're bought, sold, and paid for. And this is where people need to understand that they are taking part in their own demise right now by sitting on the bench and doing nothing. Only a few of us are screaming our lungs out on this issue. We need everybody to join this fight, quite simply. And when we have statistics like we have from MIT, I'm not sure we've been over this on your show before, Vincent, but we have stats from MIT now. This is one of the world's most recognized research institutions. On the current trajectory within 10 years, to back up what you just said, one out of two children will be diagnosed with autism. One out of two. We've gone from one out of 5,000 in 1975 to one out of 47 today. One in two in 10 years. Now, the planet, on top of that, won't support life on the track we're on. And to put a little paradox into the cool down in the eastern U.S. right now, in parts of Canada, 2 hours old headlines right now, warmest ocean temperatures globally ever recorded. 2-hour-old headlines also, warmest October ever recorded on planet Earth. September was the warmest ever recorded on planet Earth. August was the warmest ever recorded on planet Earth. The last 12 months are the warmest 12-month period ever recorded on planet Earth. How can it be so cold in the eastern U.S.? And I just sent you a map, Vincent, that I hope you can take a look at. It's a GISS departure from normal temperatures map. And you will see very, very bright colored blues on the eastern half of the North American continent, while the rest of the planet is red, with few exceptions. So how can it be cold in one place and warm everywhere else? And by the way, the eastern half of the continental U.S. is only 0.5% of the globe's surface area, 1/200th of the globe's surface area. How can it be so cold in one place? Climate engineering is how. You saw with your own eyes the sort of preparation for this cool down they were doing above your ranch. And I also Googled you, engineered snowstorms, what are they spraying? Hope you can share that with your listeners, because in that article, I posted two lab demonstrations where people can see temperatures in a lab beaker can be dropped 100 degrees instantly with the right materials. Barium is one of those materials. We find barium in the snow mix. That's what they're using. It's killing everything, but they can sure cool it down on the surface for a while, create a lot of headlines and a lot of confusion. It's toxic. It's not natural in any way. It's completely engineered. People need to wake up and understand that they have the noose around our neck, not just poisoning us, not just poisoning the entire biosphere, but tearing the planet's climate system apart completely.
I just brought in the link that you sent me. I'll post a link to that on our website during the next commercial break. But you know, there's a picture of an automobile, and this thing has icicles. It really looks like it was blasted with a fine mist fire hose, and every droplet, every atomized part of the spray landed on this car and the surrounding area. It turned to icicles, and this car is entombed in ice. That's what I see. Is that what you're talking about?
When we see this, yes. What you have now happening, the Weather Channel, for example, their job is to convince the population that the completely engineered and unnatural is natural. That's their job. That's what they're paid to do. That's the lies they're paid to disseminate. So now we see the Weather Channel telling us that there's always a warm side and a cold side to winter storms now, generally. Now, this is historically completely unprecedented, but as they pump moisture up from the Gulf of Mexico and combine it with this cold air they're pushing south with jet stream manipulation, there's generally now an ice storm transition zone, whereas the car you're looking at, this chemically nucleated material hits the ground before it sets up. This type of ice storm is historically rare. Now it's the norm, the absolute norm. In fact, we saw in Slovenia last year, and I know people in Slovenia who absolutely believe this was an engineered event. Slovenia didn't go along with some of the measures that were being forced on them from the EU, and they got slaughtered with a 6-inch ice storm. Has anybody ever seen a 6-inch ice storm? 6 inches of ice on everything, it destroyed their country, absolutely destroyed it. People can Google this and see pictures that don't look real. And this is weather warfare. Nothing short of weather warfare. What you're experiencing right now on your farm is nothing short of all-out weather warfare. How can you have that kind of cold when you have a planet that's the warmest in recorded history, when you have an Arctic that's warmer, much warmer than the lower 48, much warmer? So it's 30 below in the lower 48, it's 50 in the Arctic, 50 above? People need to wake up. They need to wake up and understand that everything that they take for granted is about to go away, that those in power, those few at the top, are literally pushing us all off the cliff right now. Climate engineering is the most covert and deadly weapon of all, because they can not only spray us with whatever they want as far as toxins go or pathogens, but they also control the very mechanisms that allow life to exist on our planet. And by the way, the atmosphere, I use this example often because it's very telling. It's the atmosphere is as thin as a layer of paint on a basketball, mathematically. This thin veil, which is being completely torn apart now, is the only thing that allows us to live here. People need to research this issue and get rid of their programming that says, oh, this couldn't happen, or I just can't believe it, or official agencies say it isn't so. How many things have official agencies told us aren't so, that absolutely are? And their job is to lie. That's their job. The power structure is back into a corner right now, Vincent. They're more dangerous than ever, and the kind of weather modification that we're seeing right now indicates that they are absolutely going for broke. And, again, the consequences will be total if this continues.
Dane, when I lived, and John Reagan, when I lived in Virginia, I would go to our neighbor, and you know, he was a couple years older than I, and we had farms, and you know, surrounded by small farms. I'm talking 40-acre, 80-acre farms. And so I would go to my neighbor, and I'd say, there was a space launch today. 3 days from now, the weather will be dramatically different in some part of the country. I mean, abnormally different. Just watch. And he'd say, oh, come on, it's not true. And I'd say, historically, every time there's been a space launch, 2 to 3 days later, literally, there will be 7 inches of rain flooding parts of New Jersey, snowballs in the summer. It will be absolutely wild weather, unprecedented, and it's 3 days after these space launches, these rockets go up, these great big rockets. And he thought I was nuts. He probably still thinks I'm nuts. And I said, hold it. The sun is hotter than the sun's rays are hotter than they've ever been. When you go out on your tractor, don't you get burned? Don't these rays drill through your skin? Oh, no, it's like that when I was a kid. No, it's the same thing. We're just getting older. And I'd say, nonsense. And you know, I'm sure I made enemies just saying these things to our neighbors who just believe television. And these are the same people. Well, I love them dearly, but they're the same people who, when we had a quarter of an inch ice storm that absolutely paralyzed our part of Virginia for 11 days, these are the same people who would get their generator, hook it up, put an extension cord in the front door, put the generator out in the front yard, and run their television. That's the most important thing.
Those that deny, Vincent, right now, the best example I have, it's like people heading into their cabin on the Titanic thinking it's going to save them.
Yeah.
It's not.
Their cabin's going to float. Yeah. John Reagan, your thoughts?
You know, we're in football season right now talking about distractions. And if you look at a game, when the offense takes the field, there's a number of options they can run against you. And we are being hit with so many options at the same time. And we're talking about the geoengineering and, you know, toxins in the environment. There's nanotechnology. There's GMOs. There's the financial problem. There's radiation. There's so much happening at the same time. And it may even be impossible just to throw up a defense against that. We may have to figure out an offense to change the structure if we want things to ever have a chance of returning to somewhat of a normal life.
I would argue this, that, and I agree with you, John, that you know there are a great deal of things coming at us. The normal that people imagine is not going to happen short of some sort of divine intervention. And I don't say that lightly. I'm just saying that at face value, we're in a Thelma and Louise moment. I mean, we've gone through the guardrail. We're in free fall right now. And the next stop is the bottom of the canyon. And so the climate engineering issue is completely catalyzing. It's galvanizing with populations. Once they realize that they have all been exposed to a grand lethal experiment without their knowledge or consent, I believe the power structure knows that one issue alone will completely overturn the power structure's grip on power. It will cause people to take to the streets everywhere, no matter what their political stripe, no matter what their spiritual beliefs. They will join in this common cause. And the dialogue with an insider that I had, which is one of the climate engineering architects going back to the 80s, and I published this, but he stated on the record with me that if the effort to hide these programs is so immense because, and I quote directly from him now, if people found out about this, they would seek out those responsible and hang them or shoot them in front of a firing squad. Yes, I believe they would, all over the globe. If we can expose this one issue, and we're not going to return to any kind of life we've known, the damage done to the planet now is too great, too horrific. At best, we might be able to have a planet to support some life. But people need to investigate this issue. Please don't believe me. Investigate it. That's all I ask.
Dane, what you said came to my mind last night when I was sleeping. I woke up and I thought, there's going to come a time, and it's going to be soon, when exactly what you just said happens, and these people are found out and executed. We'll be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Americans, you are being lied to. Does your skin crawl when a politician or a stock market guru say that we are in the midst of an economic recovery? According to top insiders, the largest financial meltdown in history is coming. You can prepare, but if you're living paycheck to paycheck, how do you find the cash? If you're fortunate enough to have retirement savings, it's probably not enough. And if it's in the market, it could be wiped out just like the last crash. But this time, it will almost certainly be much worse. Precious metals are a great hedge, but they won't generate immediate cash flow to pay the bills. Learn the secret to creating cash flow and freedom. Get a free copy of my special report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117. Or visit babyboomerbackupplan.com. Traditional retirement may not be in the cards, but re-inspirement can change everything. babyboomerbackupplan.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also
explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The most important thing you should have next to water and food is a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. With the harsh, bitterly cold winter that's predicted this year, it's more important than ever to have spare fuel on hand. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. It's also perfect for chainsaws, tractors, and other small gas engines. Use spare fuel alone, or mix it with any amount of regular gasoline to extend the supply of gas you do have on hand. Spare fuel is absolutely essential for unforeseen emergencies. Store spare fuel in your vehicle's trunk or cargo bay and use it in case you run out of gas on the highway. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is also safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many, many years. For special bulk pricing, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today. God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, so many things to say and so few minutes left to say them. Get Prepared Expo. Dane Wigington will be presenting a teleseminar. He can't make it in person, but he has arranged to be with us via teleseminar. I'll be on stage with him, and together he will be presenting the information, and you'll be able to ask questions live of Dane Wigington during the teleseminar at the Get Prepared Expo. On page one of USA Preparers, I've posted the link that Dane talked about, and you'll also see photos over our farm of the dramatic shots of the geoengineering. That this, I believe, is the cause of this polar vortex that they've been talking about, this freeze, this deep freeze all over the United States of America. And it's similar to those, if you go to geoengineeringwatch.org, you'll see the very similar photographs. Dane, there are those who say that part of the plan is to turn California into a desert and take over California. And here's another component. I've talked to one of our instructors in Europe, and he said something very fascinating. He said, "Yes, that's part of it. Another part of it is Fukushima. Now, the three reactors that melted down contaminated the groundwater supply." That supplies Japan with drinking water. That water is contaminated. That underground water supply has reached a volcano that is spewing that water into the atmosphere. It's vaporizing the water. The radiation is now going up into our air, and it's traveling downwind. And the plan is, can't let it go all in one place, so we're going to spread it out all over the planet. And the way we're doing that is with this geoengineering, these chemical sprays that are all over the country. What are your thoughts on the combination of turning California to a desert, destroying our food supply, killing us, driving us down to 60 million people from 313, and the Fukushima component? What are your thoughts on all that?
First, California California is many things. It's a climate sacrifice zone. I believe it is also a target for some of the reasons listed. As far as them doing anything benevolent with these programs, trying to divert some of the radiation, I do not believe data supports that. We saw the same pattern happening before Fukushima even occurred. So I do not believe that is the case. And if that was the case, why are they obliterating rain that approaches California from the east in the summer? They destroy that rain as well. That has nothing to do with Fukushima. So I believe that the issues are bigger than that still. And in regard to the overall situation, again, Vincent, of all the things we face, let me make the ship analogy again. Geoengineering, climate engineering, and the aerosol spraying, which affects our health, is the hole in the bottom of the ship. So even if the ship has an engine knock, even if we're low on food, even if the radar is not working, you still have to plug the bottom of the ship, the hole, or nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. And that's how I hope people see this issue. I didn't choose this issue because it was something I wanted to do. It's simply the logical greatest priority. If you can't walk out your door and breathe without sucking this stuff in, if it's poisoning your entire biosphere, derailing the climate systems and tearing the atmosphere apart, we're not going to be here long. We're not going to be here long. And in fact, mathematically, the top scientists on the planet right now, the ones that are not muzzled, are giving us a mathematical existence for life on Earth, 2040, nothing left, nothing. Northern Hemisphere, 10 years ahead of that. That's not very long. So, again, I encourage people, investigate what I say, get past your preconceptions, get past your programming, look at hard data, and understand we have to pick a priority. We have to pick a priority. And short of nuclear cataclysm, which is possible as well, not much we can do about that. Short of that, climate engineering and the aerosol spraying will determine our common fate, period.
Yeah, if you look at the numbers that we talked about, 60 million left of the 313.
I think that's very optimistic. I frankly think that's very optimistic. We're talking about a planet that won't support any life, zero, by 2040, mathematically from the top scientists on the globe right now.
Yeah, what I was saying is this is the spiral down. This could be the end of mankind. John Reagan?
Yeah, and just to set up for Monday, I've got an article on radiation, nothing to do with Fukushima, that will knock your socks off.
Oh, man. Michael, I'm so sorry that to Michael from New York, let's see, Michael, you got 10 seconds.
Guys, I just want to say there's even a bigger picture, gentlemen. The increased earthquake volcanic activity, along with the increased intensity of the sun, so there's a much bigger picture. A few people like me that are plugged into it all, we will be around and we will be healthier than ever before. There's good
Michael,
news to all this, gentlemen.
It's not more intense. Michael, it's a destroyed atmosphere. It's not. The sun is in a quiet period. Just for the record, it's the destroyed atmosphere.
Thanks so much. Above all, honesty and integrity.
All of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics. The time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KE Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KE Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KE Armor, come and take it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.